Honorable DDG Madam, my respected Director Sifa, whom I am representing, Vasudeva Upagaru Senior ED NFDB, DG NACA. As yesterday Joint Secretary Animal Husbandry was telling, when everyone is talking about scaling up of BMPs in fish, we are yet to start even BMPs also. When you are talking about the scaling up of BMPs, this responsibility has been given us. Given to us by NFDB to develop BMP for fungaceous. And this species entered, please remember, fungaceous entered India without any research. Till the date it entered India, no scientist, does not know about its behavior, biology, except reading in books. Because it's not officially permitted till 2010. So just let me see. I am coming from Andhra Pradesh. My name is Sheshagiri, which is a leading aquaculture state. Now, let us see what's aquaculture in Andhra Pradesh. Then we'll go to how the BMP practices and all that. Next. See, in this India, this small part, this out of 27 states in India, this state produces the fish for entire nation. In this state is having 23 districts. Out of these 23 districts, there is a small place which is 600 square kilometers area called Kolleru Lake. This lake is having 2.5 lakh acres. This lake is having 2.5 lakh acres of fish culture, freshwater fish. And minus this small piece of 600. Except for this small piece of 600 square kilometers, the remaining state is no good for aquaculture. It's a God-given gift. The land slope is even. Go for thousands of kilometers, the landfall is not even 1 centimeter. The whole area holds the water. I'm telling, see, under fresh area, under fresh fish culture, that freshwater fish culture, we have 1 lakh hectares. Area under shrimp culture in freshwater, yes, again, it's whatever it may be, farmers are doing, around 4,000 hectares. Area under milkfish culture, chanos, which is grown in freshwater. See, this all, irrespective of the species, I am telling about the system where they have been grown in freshwater only, 250. Now, area under fungaceous culture, it has gone 30,000 hectares. Under vanami culture, and then one more new species is entering India, Andhra Pradesh. It is Paku, Pyrectus brachyformis. It is now establishing. Now, these are, in the past 30, 40 years, there are some important changes in a freshwater aquaculture in Andhra Pradesh. See, first started as carp culture. In spite of composite fish culture, having three species, Rohu, Katla, Mrigal, my farmers adopted only Rohu, Katla. Then, after this Rohu Katla, they have seen that stunted seed, that means we don't put small fry, but we put 50 gram seed. That's what we call stunted. From stunted seed, then we have entered stocking supplementary fishes to increase the carrying capacity of the pond. From there, so when the aquaculture is slowly growing up and expanding, we have got a blow from the Supreme Court, saying that aquaculture is anti-environment. It's not good for environment. So they have said that to reduce the culture area. That's what we call Kolleru operation. Then after that, there have been a phenomenal changes. Phenomenal changes means, see, we have 2.5 lakh acres. That means 2.1 lakh hectares, of which one-third, 30% of the lake area has demolished the ponds. That means we have lost 70,000 acres or 30,000 hectares of fish pond. So in spite of that, Andhra Pradesh production has not reduced. In spite of losing one-third area, the production has not reduced because of the phenomenal changes. What are those phenomenal changes? Fungaceous farming, zero point, and sea bass culture. These three have completely revolutionized the fish culture. Out of which, zero point seed, this needs special mention. The fish which were taking 1 year to grow 1 kilo, here it is taking 5 months to grow 1.5 kilo. Here 10 months, 1 kilo. 5 months, 1.5 kilo. So out of this, what happened? Yes, this has resulted in some problems. What is the problem? Every farmer, now aquaculture has become lucrative. More money is coming. So every farmer interested towards culture only, growing big fish. Hatchery farmer also shifted to culture. The man who is producing the seed has shifted to culture. In 2009, we have 68 carp hatcheries. As on today, we have only 40 hatcheries. So now what farmer is feeling? Buying seed from West Bengal, that means buying seed from here, purchasing seed from here is cheaper than producing seed here. So what he is doing now? Because culture is profitable, the hatchery man is shifting to culture. Now another is diseases have lost seasonality. So these are all different. Another one is because of this fungaceous farming, there is low marketability of fungaceous. Fungaceous farming has advanced like anything. We will see next slide. You can see how 32,000 hectares are now under fungaceous culture. That it entered in 2004 by six. See, within 6 years, it went up to 32,000 hectares. With production level, you see, almost 6 lakh metric tons of production per year. But the market absorbing capacity in India is only 2 lakh metric tons. That means we have 4 lakh metric tons excess production of fungaceous. This resulted in the low marketability of the fungaceous. So as a result, what is happening? Farmers, no, we don't have lack. We don't know anything about what is fungaceous, what is the culture of fungaceous, how to do it and all that. So what are the existing management practices which led to that? Lack, we don't know. Pond preparation methods, we don't know. Then stocking densities ranging from this to this. We have very limited water. We will see next what is that limited water availability. Limited water availability for water exchange. So these are all the existing management practices with which they have achieved a huge production levels. Under this, see, methanogenic fungaceous are prone to diseases. Fungaceous is prone to ammonia toxicity. So these are the limitations, or means under these conditions they are producing the fish. Another issue is we don't have any hatchery. In spite of 6 lakh metric tons producing in Andhra Pradesh, the seed comes from West Bengal. But people say it is coming from Bangladesh. I don't know. Because I buy from West Bengal, for me it is from West Bengal. Okay? From that place, and there is no proper practice of seed transport, how the seed is being transported. So as a result, what is happening? From the seed stage itself, they are prone to diseases. So this is one area where we need intervention. So this one existing practice is that what we are getting seed is not a quality seed in terms of stress. Second is we don't have hatchery technology. And then local government hatcheries or private hatcheries, they are interested only in carps because carps are fetching good price, stable price. Unlike fungaceous, where the sometimes the cost is very high, sometimes the cost is very low. Then we don't have cost of production is becoming high, see. Sharp decline in farm gate price. Once we started in the beginning, it was getting Indian rupees of 50 rupees. Indian rupees 50 per kilo. But once the production has gone 4 lakh excess, then what happened? The production farm gate price fallen down to 30 Indian rupees. So as a result, what has happened? The estimated loss to farmers is 500 crores. So these are the some of the alarming situations which Government of India, when we say Government of India, it is NFDB, Government of India has realized that no, to sustain this fish species in India, we have to introduce some of the better management practices. So these better management practices, how do we evolve without any research? So this first initial stages, we thought that we will codify the existing management practices. What are the management practices adopted by the farmers? From these existing management practices, we evolve the certain standard procedures
because already the certain standards are available as developed by NACA for pangasius in other countries. So we compare with those things and then we develop a standards like Bureau of Indian Standards conforming to Indian conditions. So this is the responsibility given for us by Government of India. So from the existing practices, you develop the what are the sustainable and feasible practices in future. Then because see, now why they have asked us to develop, because they have given permission only in 2010. Till that, because it entered India, in Andhra Pradesh, it entered in 94. But due to government procedures, official procedures and all, it took 6 years for clearing the permission. Then they have initiated the central institutes. They have taken up this responsibility given for Central Institute of Freshwater Aquaculture to develop the culture practices for the culture practices, and then for Central Institute of CFT and all that, value-added products. And also they asked us to establish a hatchery so that we can produce the seed in the India itself, in the state itself. Then it also says that the other aspects are, apart from the developing only practices, we also need to have total research species, total species research, and then developing BMPs for culture practices and developing BMPs for value-added products for CAFT. Now let us see. Now these practices, what we have to develop, they need to have certain standards, no doubt. But here, unlike in agriculture, the standards must be variable. Standards should be different for seed, standard must be different for culture, standards must be different for hatchery, standards must be different for market. Why? Because unlike in agriculture, in aquaculture, we have a phenomena, biomagnification. This one example, specific example I am giving, a farmer who has used a designated feed, followed the designated practices, but his produce was labeled as excess. A farmer has used, you remember, farmer has used a designated feed, designated practices, but the produce recorded excess levels, excess safe levels. Because the fine, suppose let us assume the final produce should have X value. The standards what we are giving, the minimum safe levels, now as you understand now, they are equal for the feed, they are equal for the fertilizer, they are equal for the seed, nursery, everything. Okay? But because of this phenomena, the final produce, if should have X means, the feed must have X by 10 as the minimum safe level. And the raw material of the feed must be X by 100 in the minimum safe level. So minimum safe levels, so as you go down, must be stringent than the final produce. Whereas in agriculture, what happens? Agriculture, the initial value will be low, initial value will be high, and here it will be high. Because what has happened in agriculture, the whole product is not eaten. You are eating the fruit or a particular tuber. So the product, residue is distributed to different vegetative organs and the reproductive organs. Whereas in case of fish, the whole fish is consumed. Okay? So what happens in agriculture? Again, when you take the chili, example, take the chili powder is taken from the pod, not from the floral part. So as a result, what will happen? Even the plant records higher, the chili pod will have the lower one. Whereas in this case, what happened? It accumulates, every stage it accumulates. So that's why we have to remember that technically BMP means it should be the values of BMP, whatever values we give, they must be technically correct and validated. So that's what we wanted to do in our process. BMP, when we evolve, we have a separate questionnaire for hatchery, separate questionnaire for nursery, separate questionnaire for culture. So similarly, we'll have the different standards for everyone. The standards are not equal. What I observed from yesterday, most of the standards, residue level standards I'm observing, are prescribed as uniform for everyone. But in aquaculture, it must not be like that because of the next you can see. See, that's why we're saying differential standards. Raw material standards, feed standards, produce standards. Then fertilizer standards, bond standards, input standards, social standards, all finally reflected the produce standards. So all these should have different values. We don't have, we cannot have the uniform values. Now, the limiting factors in aquaculture, unlike agriculture, we are talking about biosecurity. The biosecurity agriculture, in aquaculture, we are seeing biosecurity is, we are trying to achieve through mechanical barriers. Mechanical barriers means screen, net. Whereas in agriculture, biosecurity is achieved through biological agents like border crops, trap crops, crop rotation and intercrops, which may not be possible in aquaculture. So this thing, we have to be very careful. So without biological agents, how can we achieve biosecurity? Yes, it's possible to, shrimp may not, I don't know details, but for fish it is possible. For example, I can reduce contamination of tilapia by putting murrells or by putting sea bass. So I have biological agents to improve the biosecurity. Then residue security. Why I tell you residue security? It's way, it may not be achieving residue security is may not be so easy in aquaculture. Next we can see. And inadequate policies. Inadequate policies means I am a fish farmer. I pay 500 rupees water cess to the government, but I am not a stakeholder. I am not a stakeholder to take water from the irrigation canal, but I pay. I pay market, agriculture market cess, but the government says you are a non-agriculture man. So these inadequate policies also we have to address. Then irrational taxes. Irrational tax means I pay agriculture market cess, it's agriculture. I pay income tax, I am non-agriculture. I pay non-agriculture land act tax, it is called NALA tax, I am non-agriculture. I pay central excise, it is a non-agriculture. Like this, whatever type, because if in Andhra Pradesh, this state, every year pays 7,000 crore rupees directly or indirectly to the exchequer. So this maximum money we are getting. So government puts a lot of tax on that. So as a result, farmer may lose interest. Then pesticides in agriculture. Endosulfan, everyone, farmers are coercing, ban endosulfan. But the minister says there is no proven record that endosulfan is bad. Okay? Antibiotics in animal husbandry. If mastitis is there, veterinary surgeon injects antibiotic into the udder. That will be reflected in the manure what I am using. That we will find out, you see. Aquaculture is a tail end activity. Irrigation canal, in between agriculture drain. Now, I can, this aquaculture ponds, this is a representative drain. I get water from the agriculture drain, not from the irrigation canal. Now, this agriculture drain, where from it is receiving? It is receiving industrial effluents, it is receiving domestic sewage, and also agriculture runoff. Now, where I have residue security, you tell me. Where my farmer is having residue security? No. Residues, the water is carried by the drain itself. Residues. So that's why what I told. Biosecurity, we are trying to achieve through mechanical barrier. So how can I achieve residue security? So these are the things which need to be addressed. That's why the values, the BMP values, must be different for this and this. That's we are going to address the same things in the BMP. That residue values, whatever it may be, the standards, must be different for every activity. That's what our main aim will be in this. This is how we are planning to approach the project. First is questionnaire preparation. Then the questionnaire will be tested in different states. Then separate will be hatchery survey, nursery, grow out, market, consumer, everything will be separate. Finally, documentation, approval by GOI means NFDB, then policy document implementation, then completely it will be a dynamic document will be ready. We are being given a very short time, but we hopeful that we will be doing it satisfactorily. This we have not done anything till now. This we are going to start. Pardon, sir?
Questionnaires are ready.
Questionnaires are ready. questionnaires are ready and every appointment of investigators, everything started. But the technical issues, what we have discussed about the different points, what is in, that is yet to be started. We are going to start and finish it in the September or October. Sir, one more thing we have seen. Yesterday onwards, we are discussing. Probably we are all sure that BMP is not a practice to improve the productivity. He is very clear, Mohan sir is very clear in his concept. It is attempt to reduce the risk. If my seed is coming from, fungaceous seed is coming from Calcutta, I want to reduce its mortality, not I want to increase its survival. Reduce mortality is BMP, increase survival is good practice. We are very clear. Vasudev Open sir has given another example. Egg milk. Giving clean milk is BMP, but improving milk production is GAP. So please understand, management is, he's also yesterday was telling, when a farmer adopts BMP, the risk of white spot is reduced. But he is never saying disease, the fish will be healthy. So BMP management means it is reducing the friction. Friction in the sense reducing the risks. The next practice is, see, this is we are in BMP. Of course, we are even yet to start BMP scale up. The agriculture people have already started the good production practices, GPP. What is GPP? For example, take example of turmeric and chili they have started. Turmeric, their Meghalaya turmeric is having more curcumin content. So once they have standardized the turmeric cultivation, now they are improving the Meghalaya variety to Andhra. So this is good production practice. The next stage is GPP. Somebody is asking whether by adopting BMP you have increased production? No. By adopting BMP, reduced the risk. If you want to improve the production, go for GPP, good production practices. Okay? So this is one example. Importing turmeric from Meghalaya to Andhra Pradesh. Importing cotton from Gujarat to Andhra Pradesh. They are GPPs. And then milk, another example. Earlier we are talking about the crossbreeds. But now what they are telling, graded buffaloes. Now what they are telling, from Andhra Pradesh, from Haryana, they are importing directly the Murrah buffaloes. Earlier they used to improve the breed by crossbreeding. But no, now the good husbandry practices, what they say, GHPs, good animal husbandry practices, say that improve the buffalo to Andhra. No crossbreeding and improving. Like that we will be, the GPP means improving the production is the next stage. So you are in the middle, we are in the carbs, we are in the beginning. So we are now GMPs. GPPs are later, sir. So these are the ideas I wanted to share with you.